I have a dream that one day,
yes,
this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Yes.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
Positive Monday.
At least for the first 5 minutes.
For the first 5 minutes.
It's Reach Around Radio. It's MLK Day. And your boy Speed Doggy Dog's in the
easy. I'm the poetess. Claudia Moscato Jordan.
TDP Mr. 123 Dreams.
Baby!
And back is the
white boy!
Boy.
Happy King Day, everybody.
Cold chilling, man.
Barbecue on the grill, huh?
You barbecue on King Day?
Come on, man. We don't need no
You know what I'm upset about?
What?
Is that pretty much it's just you don't have to go to school and the banks are closed. The trash man still came and got the trash today.
Why are you mad about that?
Trash man got dreams too.
It's supposed to be the King Day. You ain't supposed to work. My kids.
We're here.
Hey, we ain't got shit else to do with our lives. how y'all doing out there? Yeah. Thank you for tuning in once again.
Yes.
Phone lines are open, 323-247-7443.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was cool.
No dick?
No.
Wow. Happy MLK Day.
I don't need dick to make my weekend cool.
How do y'all do it?
But it would be nice.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
How do y'all do it?
Yesterday we went to the Occupy Skid Row free concert.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yes. POTUS on stage, rocking the mic.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Did you do one of your songs or?
No, I did backups for Lady of Rage.
Oh, okay.
It was and cool then, to see her element.
You was a hype girl.
Yeah, I was
hype
a hype girl.
Nice.
Was
That's
a hype
right.
girl.
Too small MC.
Too small.
They say you ain't hitting the Skid Row, Rage.
You know it's funny.
Yes.
Money B,
oh my God,
got up there and he did same song, and then at the end of same song he was like, you know, it ain't no party like a, he said, it ain't no party like a Skid Row party, cause Skid Row party knows. You got that right.
Until the police come and kick y'all out.
I was like, no, he didn't.
It was hilarious, though.
Ain't no party like a Skid Row party.
Now, Pam and I met POTUS there, and when we got out of the car.
Were they still mad at you about the last time you came to Skid Row? They were cool.
They recognized me. They're like, yo, you want to feed us for Thanksgiving? I'm like, yes, back up off me.
Don't hug me.
Don't get too close. So we're walking. I'm like, I look down. I'm like, damn. I got the Louis purse and the boots. And I'm like, I dress really wrong for this.
Bourgeois.
So, anyways, I see a homeless guy, and I'm like, you know what? I'm
gonna want a Louis bag?
Make sense. No, absolutely not.
But let me keep my piss in this bag.
Let me make up for it. So, I hand him a dollar. And this crackhead came out of nowhere, a female. She said, give me some. I need a dollar. She's like an auctioneer. She's so fast. Give me a dollar. Let me get 30. Let me get 20.
Get the purse.
And then she started chasing me and Pam for like a block, right?
No.
Pam, who I'm a little disappointed in. I thought she's a little more thrilled. You know what I'm saying?
She failed.
She's like, oh my God, a crackhead is following us, Claudia. You think it's funny, but a crackhead is really following us right now. She's right behind us. And I'm like, where's a crackhead? I'm laughing. I pull out the iPhone 4 and I'm trying to.
You took a picture of a crackhead.
And,
you have a crack locator app on your phone.
He's around the corner. Don't go that way.
I'm filming us with the crackhead in tow. And we barely got up. This bitch was. Why a crackhead so fast? They have a lot of. They're fast. Let me tell you.
They're like, what's that movie? Zombieland?
They are.
Relentless. 28 days.
Relentless. Not a living crackheads.
We need to harness some of these drug addicts. Like Pam's friend is a meth addict, right?
Okay.
One of our good friends. And I said, and roommate, actually. But her house is spotless, right? Meth addicts love to clean.
Yes,
they're ridiculous. Yes, they're fanatic about it, right?
Right.
I say we do a meth maid cleaning company. I think I mentioned it before. We should
say it again. What is it called?
Meth maids
cleaning company. Cleaning
America's company. Top meth maid.
We turn a bad negative into a positive. And as far as the crackheads, listen, America has not been doing that well in the Olympics. The last few years, we've been losing to the Jamaicans.
You're right.
I say we harness this energy. Get them in some track shoes, some spikes, and train.
Would it be bad? Yeah, I was going to say, like at the dog track, but instead of like a bunny rabbit, it's a crack rock.
Here comes Leroy with the TV in tow. I just feel that we are wasting these resources. Like, you know, there's a lot of jobs going overseas.
You're right, Claudia.
We have lots of talent right here in good old America. You know,
so let's get back to the
story.
Did the crack girl catch y'all?
She gave up. I think she had to take a shit on the side of the road. So she stops. But,
that's wrong.
You know, I don't know. It was fun times.
No, the event was cool. Public Enemy actually performed to a live band.
What did they sing? What did they do? I'm sorry.
They did like all their classics, 911, Shut Them Down.
Was Flay with them?
Flav was with him.
Oh, that's hot.
Professor Griff.
S1Ws.
I seen a couple of S1Ws, it was cool.
Sounds too loud.
Awesome. And then Egyptian Lover performed.
Egyptian Lover.
Egypt.
Freestyle Fellowship for those who are familiar in Los Angeles. Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
So it was a great event. The pop locker. Oh, the guy that sings California.
Knows how to party. California. So hot. So tough.
Medusa
performed. What? Also, X-Clan was in the house.
Wow.
Fanglorious.
This is protected by the red, the black, and the green.
These guys in the background performed. I mean, it was old school, but it was dope.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It was dope.
Do you got some,
California.
There it is.
Knows how to party.
I remember this shit.
California.
This is the ultimate barbecue backyard song.
In the city of
LA. Bring them ribs out the kitchen.
In the city.
And where my Domino's at?
Put some beers in the cooler.
What you doing with my 40, homie?
Get it off now!
Hey, cuz.
Sorry, Miss Tillman.
Hey, cuz. Who the niggas in all that red coming over here, dog?
So I'm an East Coaster, but I have a question for you West Coast folks. Mm-hmm. Especially the gangsters, TDP.
Hilarious. Wearing his red hat today. Drinking out of a red cup.
When I was younger, I took ballet, right? Uh-huh. And second position is when the feet are like that.
To the side.
So why are all the gangbangers, why do they stand like that? What's the point of that? Do you know?
Because when shit go down or bullets fly, you can either run to the left or you run to the right.
You don't run forward.
Yeah, you don't run forward. You run to the left or the right. You gotta have your foot planted.
I always am fascinated by that. I'm like, what? I don't get that.
It's called a penguin.
And I could tell you, we thought that was the coolest stance in the world. That and them little jailhouse pictures when they dip down and Had to do that little pitch. You're like, nigga, that shit is cool.
Chin up, chest out.
It's just weird that they're in. I don't know if they know that they're in second position in ballet. You know what I mean? Right. Like, they'll take ballet for a little while.
How was your weekend, Claudia?
It's all right. You know, it's cool. I was there Sunday. I'm now chilling, working out.
Down on Skid Row.
Yeah, I was working out too.
No, you wasn't. I was hit. I was getting out the track.
So we're like what? 2 weeks away.
2 weeks
from,
away.
The big race.
I'm convinced I could do it backwards.
Don't do that. Really gonna win.
I mean, you're giving him a head start, right?
I can.
Yeah. Wow. I thought I was getting a head start.
It's 110 meters, right?
100 yards.
Because I thought we should go 60. I
didn't know. A yard per year.
An age difference. You'll be at the finish line.
100 meters is a
short. He lost. And they're off. He's done.
Speedy, you should really get to practicing. Like, at least start stretching. Stop, drink water or something. Just flush your system out. So I'm going to feel bad. I don't want to leave with eight kids with no father. Donald, will you miss your dad? He's not going to make it.
I was just telling him, Brooklyn got bit by a dog today. On his little bike.
Now, what kind of dog?
Good thing he had health insurance. Oh, never mind.
Man, we have health insurance.
Digging deep.
Go get the salt and the Mercuricone. Put that on the leg.
Mercuricone.
Was it a bad bite? I mean,
no, it was. She said it's just a scratch, but I told him to stick. I took him to the doctor.
What kind of dog was it?
Pet bull.
A pet bull or a pit bull? Is that a new breed?
A pet bull.
Pet
bull.
Milk.
There's an eye in there somewhere.
It's pit. It's pit.
Pit bull. Okay.
Speedy, you're like so close, but no cigar in so many words. Like, you're right in the vicinity, though. You're close.
Pet bull. Pet bull.
Pit. It's a pit bull.
Pit.
And you knew what I was talking about, though.
Not you're really. Right, yeah.
Took a shot at the dog. At it.
Tita, what'd you do this weekend, man?
Oh, man. Had to get my sports ticker together. Watched some incredible games.
Yeah.
Went to a fish fry.
A fish?
Friday night.
Fish somebody fry have? Friday yeah. night.
Fish fry Friday
People
night.
Still do that?
Yeah.
I-64. Bingo. And fish ready.
You know, you go to the...
I want a hush puppy.
Four or five deep fries. You know, you bring the fish and the shrimp and all that. You just throw the... I open up the paper bags and throw them all over the kitchen and just dump the fish on there and eat and talk and, you know.
Who knew you could fry collard greens?
Hilarious.
Delicious.
And how about you, white boy?
I laid low. I watched some football, too. That was some hell of five football games.
Yeah.
And you played cards.
Oh, yeah, I played cards, yeah.
And what happened? Won.
And I won an iPad. I got lucky as hell, won an iPad.
Playing what was you playing again?
Played some poker, yeah.
I love poker.
That's what her strong. Game is.
We should play a game.
Let's.
Yeah, let's.
And how would you win?
Get some of your rich friends together that don't know how to play poker, and I'll split the money with
dumb.
You.
Come on, that game. I can play dumb, and you can play dumb.
There you go. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. That's good.
Wow.
We're already hustling people as we speak right now.
Yeah. Well, we have a question of the day.
I'll act like What's I don't know that? You.
And last week, I believe it was, Claudia played a clip of her grandmother. What was the saying, Claudia?
You'd be better off to tickle a lion's ass with a short feather than to fuck with me.
Okay, so we want people to call in and share some of the famous or funny quotes that, you know, somebody in your family or an older person may have used, you know, down the line somewhere that's been in the family for years.
Old family sayings.
Old family sayings.
We know you're right. I know you're
I can't,
right.
I can't say some of my old family sayings. It's MLK Day. I can't say
that. Who's that coon? Not up in here.
So if you have an old family saying that's funny, hilarious, that's always stuck with you, hit us on the phones, 323.
That's crazy. At the
247-7443.
Do you have one?
At the fish fry. So we all in the kitchen. My homeboy uncle walked through the kitchen, so you know, those girls and everything. He said,
"Hey, T, who that girl right there?"
I saw that's, you know, Chablis. You know, she messed with such a...
Chablis?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a black party.
Yeah.
So you in the 125 street area?
Chablis.
I'm around Lou Stone.
125th Street, France.
So he said, "Boy, that girl is that's a nice girl. I sure love to put my meat in her smoker."
in her smoker.
I said, that's a hoe right
well, let's
there.
Go around the table. That it's like one that that you have, Speedy?
Oh, my dad would always tell me and my brothers, use your head for more than a hat rack.
And you refuse to do that.
A rebel to the day.
Which at the time, I'm 5-6 years old. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, he's trying.
But then I find myself telling my son, use your head for more than a hat rack. The fuck I get that from?
Okay. One of ours was, I don't have a you have a wooden head with sawdust brains.
Wow. A wooden head
with sawdust brains.
Who would say that? Somebody would say
like my grandmother.
Your grandmother's head?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah,
that's OG right there.
Wooden head and sawdust brains.
You dumb motherfucker. That's all you was missing. Dumb motherfucker.
Listen to you guys. I'm really realizing how dysfunctional my family was. There was never any words of wisdom. It was always sex related stuff for my grandmother. Like, just call me coffee because I grind so fine. And that's with a Puerto Rican because they're dirty. They put their mouths on anything.
Oh, or, my God.
No, go back to the coffee. What's
again? Call me coffee because I grind so fine. And then just because the smoke is out, just because the fire is out, don't mean there's smoke in the chimney. I don't know. What the hell is
right, 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 right.
You too.
What are you talking about?
I will say a guy did tell me one time. He said that he wanted to sprinkle a little something on my eggs. So I guess that's a saying we could use.
Wow. Sprinkle a little something on your egg.
I guess you want to have sexual relations.
Sprinkle me, man. Yes. Sprinkle me. Sprinkle me.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
Tell us your most racist
one. We didn't have time for sayings. My dad wasn't big into sayings. He would just say what he felt.
Too busy lynching?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my dad used to say, shut up and go to your room.
And you had to go, okay, I'll do that.
Were your parents strict?
My dad was kind of strict. He was like a military guy. So my dad was like always like a tough guy. So he would always be like, if you were hurt, he'd be like, well, does it hurt when you do that? I'd be like, yeah. He'd be like, well, don't do that.
Oh, man. Did you have a typical white family, like father works and is bitter and alcoholic and mom just sits home drinking all day, damn, popping pills?
Have you been spying on me? No, I mean, my dad just liked, he liked rules. He was kind of strict, I guess. I mean,
military. That comes from the military background.
Yeah, he was, so what it did for me was just make me try my best to find ways around that. So I became a great liar and a great,
Do they listen to the show?
I think my dad's probably heard it once or twice.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Auntie's dad.
Earmuffs.
Well, if you have a, traditional family saying that you want to share with us on Reach Around Radio, hit us up at 323-247-7443. We're going to take a quick break. It's Reach Around Radio on LATalkLive.com.
I own the room below the level cause I'm living low next to the bay.
Come on!
Turn up the radio.
Turn on the radio.
It's Reach Around Radio.
It's your boy Speed Doggy Dog on ML.
What?
Let's try that again. And take two.
And take two. Hey, it's your boy Speed Doggy Dog on MLK Day.
And I'm the poetess, Speed Murder.
Celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. because Coretta Scott loved her husband.
Teeter,
Mr. Three Knox, baby.
What did I tell you, Speedy?
Yeah, I know it was funny.
I told him the story about when we were in Atlanta.
And we took that tour. Had the greatest tour guide in the world. Went through Martin Luther King Jr.'s house, and he explained to us what was going down in there. And we got in the backyard. We was all talking, and the lady said, "Well, why would she do all this to fight to keep this away?" He said, "Ma'am, because she loved her husband."
Coretta loved.
And he kept saying it like for the rest of the time. Yeah. She loved her husband.
Oh, and the wipe on the end.
Oh, no, and the wipe on the end. White boy.
We have a caller. Caller, what's your name? It dropped. All right. Call back, caller.
Hey, call back.
Call it back.
We got a new system.
Again, with the question of the day.
Wait, we have a caller.
Okay. Call
sorry, POTUS.
Go ahead.
No disrespect to you. No. Caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
What's your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
Who is this?
What's your name?
This is Stokely here.
Stokely?
Oh,
hey,
Stokely. From mint condition.
Mint condition.
Yo, what's happening?
What's up, dog?
What's up with you?
Your boy Speedy, too. You know I opened the show for you. And,
he doesn't remember.
It was Nebraska. Yeah. Come on, man. I was on the side.
Tell the truth. He don't remember.
Hilarious.
So what's going on with Stokely and the rest of the group, Mint Condition? You guys are on the road right now? Can you hear us?
Hello, Stokely.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, we're on
the road. There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
We got you. Go ahead.
Did you hear my question?
I did not.
I was asking, what have you been up to, and what has Mint Condition been up to? Are you guys on the road, touring, recording?
All the above. We've been doing a lot of stuff. We actually be out in, got some shows coming up in the Bay Area in L.A. We just did the Trumpet Awards where they were honoring Earth, Wind & Fire like the last couple of weeks, weekends ago in Atlanta. That was real cool. Got some working on the next Mint CD. A lot of production coming up, so it's gonna be a big year, another big year. So we got a lot of stuff happening. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you get to LA,
MLK Day.
Yes, most definitely. When you get to LA, man, where are you guys gonna be performing at?
I believe at the Nokia. Nokia Club. Yeah.
We're gonna need some tickets, Pimp.
It's already set up. Stokely, how are you celebrating this Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
How are you celebrating the holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day? What are you doing for the holiday?
Pretty much with family. My neck's been messed up, so I had to go to chiropractor, so that's how I celebrated getting my back cracked.
You know? Was it a black chiropractor you gave business to, or was it a white one?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, you know, you got
to... Don't lie.
I got his MLK Day, so you know what the deal is. But, and just with family, you know, so it's been pretty chill, so I haven't been home. You know, I've been back and forth, so it just, you know, I thought that was really important just for my kids and wife and everything. So it's been, you know, that's good enough for me.
What is it about Minnesota? There's so many, a lot of musical acts come out of Minnesota. Like, what is it about Minnesota?
You know, I don't know. A lot of people just say it's the weather, you know, in the wintertime where everybody stays in and practice, you know. But there's a lot of... There's a lot of different styles of music here. I mean, on any given night, you can go out and hear some good music, whatever style you want, whatever genre, which is really cool. And a lot of cities, actually, that I travel to don't have that. You know, L.A. is even a little bit different. You know, when I go to Atlanta, it's a different thing. It's, you know, but it's a lot of different groups. I don't know. It must be the weather. It must be, I don't know,
The water?
The way the radio is. I don't know. Must be the water. I don't know.
Something in the lake. Who knows? Expect from the new album, and when is the new album coming out?
It's going to be sometime maybe in the fall. Okay. But yes, it's going to be more fantabulousness of MC.
Yes.
All of our shenanigans, everything that we like to do, you know. Yeah. You know, from the mid-tempos, the ballads, the ups, you know, all the musicality that we like to do. So, you know, we just bring our fans with us wherever we go. And hopefully they ride along with us. So,
well, I've been a fan from day one. Now, how did you resist? How did you resist not going solo and staying with the group?
Oh, that's a pretty easy thing, man. I think it was since day one, we knew that there was something that, you know, anytime you sign with any label or anything like that, that's what they want to do to keep costs down, be cost efficient or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was, at the time, it was just needed. And still is, you know, what we were doing is like just showing that whole band camaraderie thing, you know, because there's a bunch of singers out there that's like, for me to do that, it's the same thing. You see that all the time. I think that we were, Mint Condition is the balance for everything that you see every day and hear every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't hear anything like us. You don't see anything like it. You know, there's not any bands in our genre, you know, as far as what we're doing. We've been able to create our own little niche and go around the world and, you know, expose people to it. You know, no, that's not to say that we're not going to have, you know, projects and, you know, solo ventures and things that we do. The thing that people get twisted up is like, you know, you can do a solo project.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but you said that right, not going solo, but doing solo project is two different things.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, why not keep, I'm trying not to leave no money on the table. Why not have the group and all of us got these different things that we're doing? You know, all of us playing different groups, you know, as well. So, I mean, these things are in the works, but I think you got to just work it the right way. I think we just tried to get some legs up under us, and so we're, you know, established. And then you move on from there, and you keep it moving, and you still have Mint, and you still got other things, other ventures that you want to do, because just as a human being, you want to grow into different things, and that actually makes everything much stronger.
Well, we would love you to come through when you're in L.A. to check us out. Come through the studios, and thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you giving us some time.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all.
And fans, we'll tell the fans to go and get your album, okay?
And at the Nokia Theater, what date?
That is, God, Doug, I'm going to have to call back in and let y'all know, because you got to know and tell your people.
Now. Thanks, Pam.
January 28th.
I'm going to have to make another date so I can call on in. And let's
January 28th.
But it's at the end of this. end of this month. Like the 27th or the 28th.
Yeah, it's the 28th. We looked it up. It's
all right.
The
28th.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Stokely from the Great Mint Condition.
Great group.
Man, where were you guys? What club is this, Speedy?
Tiberios. Welcome to Tiberios.
This is after Tiberios.
This is Pizzazz.
He's a Pizzazz. Club Pizzazz.
This is Paradise.
Yeah, this
Paradise. End of the night, Paradise is 1:48. Last song of the evening, last song of the evening.
You notice how they don't play slow songs anymore in the club?
Because it's a whole new skinny jean generation.
Yeah. Niggas are too busy leaning on each other in clubs. Ain't that right, Archie?
I was like, good gracious, that's bodacious. Oh, my God. I always wanted to be a rapper. That's why I envy you so
really?
Much. Yeah, because I wanted to get on the mic and bust a hot 16.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Hot 16 course meal, baby.
Set myself up for that one, didn't
I? Come on, y'all. Please show your love for
E39. It's E39.
Because you're not 40. E40.
Came up short, nigga.
E39. Oh, my.
Tell me that I'm dumb.
dumb.
Tell me where to go. To the buffet line.
What's back on your cheese, mate?
When you can bring out some William Morty's pork chop.
Hot with a cornbread.
Wash it down with a little bit of sweet tea. Nigga, look at my napkin all crazy.
Oh, dumb, my God.
Dumb. Tell me that I'm dumb. Should we keep going?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Ghost ride the whip.
Ghost ride the whip cream. Give me a two-piece, man. Give me a two-piece, man.
Tell me that I'm dumb.
I'm about quarter of the cup.
Quarter of the cup.
Got a brand new box of some of these Chips Ahoy.
Murder. Oh my God. That's hysterical.
Fuck. Tell me that I'm dumb.
We are inside.
Come on, look at my Chips Ahoy.
You should write that song, you guys.
That's a stuff.
We are
E39.
We are inside Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Sprinkle me.
Here's a man. He was wanted for first degree murder in Atlanta. He was arrested, and the police say that the man had a handgun hidden in his body cavity.
Damn.
That's what body cavity.
What's a what?
Yes, the new holster.
Don't push me.
Michael Ward was spotted driving more than 90 miles an hour on the highway.
Because he heard
the cops
click.
Pulled him over when he refused to, roll down his windows. And
give me a minute, officer.
I got cramps.
And you bend over. You don't want that.
Yeah. I might shoot you. If I bend over, I might shoot you.
Boy got an ass millimeter.
Watch out, he's reloading.
Reportedly, the cops had to, force the door open and ended up tasing a guy.
Mm-mm.
He was taken to the hospital after complaining of heart problems and unable to walk.
Putting a gun in your anus will do it.
Walk like an Egyptian. Walk like a 4-5.
Did it say what kind of gun?
Actually, it was a 38
special
caliber.
That's
too big.
That is not a small gun.
That's huge.
Well, he was he was strip searched.
I've held it before.
And even given the standard squat and cough procedure.
Mm-mm. Wow. Hold on, is that a handle?
Is that a gun in your ass? Or you happy to see me?
And did I just hear a gun cock?
I hope the baby's on.
I just farted. The safety's off.
Is that a silencer? Oh, my God.
Silent but deadly. Gives new meaning.
Officers found a 38 caliber handgun in his cell the next day, and they were trying to figure out where it came from.
Who's going
to
take this into evidence? That's a fingerprints, please.
Well, they found out he was hiding it in his
boo-boo maker
rectum. And later took him to the hospital to make sure that he didn't...
Make sure he wasn't injured
on the inside.
Was it loaded?
It was not loaded. But it was operational.
Wait, the bullets are coming.
Gun on the inside, cop on the outside.
Okay, think of the mentality. Like,
I had a god, this gun.
Did he start with a .22? You
just don't stick a gun when you're pulled over. You put a gun up in your ass like that.
His butt had to be really loose and
right.
Ran through already to put a 38 up.
It already had to be somewhere where every man has been.
Yes.
But see, here's the thing. They still caught him with the gun. So he went through all that trouble.
Right, exactly.
For nothing.
Asshole all bruised the fuck up, tore out the frame, got a little abrasion. The
asshole says Remington on it.
Was he a black? He was a black guy too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And black they're going to rape that nigga.
Yes. Wow.
Shoot me with your love has a whole new meaning to it.
Terrible.
A Massachusetts man has turned over. You say it. Let me hear you say it.
There's a chew in there somewhere.
Oh, he can pronounce that.
Charleston chew.
He has turned over 94 hamsters to a local animal shelter.
My bad. My bad.
He said he was running out of room in his apartment, so he took...
Good thing he don't know the dude with the gun.
Wait, 95!
Got his face? Got space?
Well,
why do you want gerbils around you like that?
Yeah, hamsters, why do you want that?
Well, he actually said it was too many, so he called the animal shelter people. And he started, you know, he was emotionally overwhelmed. He didn't want
now
to let them. He tried to keep the hamsters.
He knew every name of. Hey, Charlie, tell Whitney. 64, come here. Come here, 64.
Could you imagine having that many animals in
when
your
Donald and were little, they had iguanas.
Oh,
they had snakes.
You.
Hilarious. And they had snakes, so I'm going out of town. Mm-hmm. And the iguana gets out the thing, and they can't find a snake. But I got to go because I got a show to do. And so I take them to their moms, and like, well, Dad, you got to go back and find them because they're going to eat the iguana. I'm like, oh. So I'm looking for the snake. Where had a snake? Snake in the bathroom wrapped around the toilet because it's cold.
Right.
So he in there chilling, and the iguana was up on the rail of the curtains.
Shower curtains.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, chilling.
Hilarious.
I'm like, and I couldn't. I never picked them up. That was they shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grabbing them. I'm like, get this shit in the clean.
Hysterical.
Daddy, where did the iguana and the snake go?
Don't worry about it. I got new shoes. Check these out. Check these boots out, though.
Check daddy boots.
With a matching tips. With a matching belt.
Here's a story close to Speedy's heart.
Cinnabons?
A Charlotte, North Carolina man says 30 pairs of his Nike Air Jordan sneakers still in their boxes.
I feel for dude.
Has been stolen.
That's one of his friends.
He's been collecting it since middle school.
Yeah.
Someone broke into his house and stole $10,000 worth of sneakers plus the hats to match.
Yeah.
All that had to be a friend.
That's your homie.
All he had to do was go around to the playground. They was
yeah,
have
somebody
got it. Somebody got them on.
They said the shoes were hidden.
Yeah, inside.
Not that
job.
Well.
Yeah, not that well.
Put with the gun.
Should call that dude. Yeah. The shoes were hidden by the other shoes.
Have any of you guys been robbed by a friend?
No.
I had a friend one time. She was like, when I was a teenager, she was a runaway, and we let her stay at our house. And one day I came home, and she stole every item of clothing that I owned, even the clothes I had in the laundry.
Last machine hamper?
Damn. Oh, the bitch is gone.
So every single...
And you never saw her again?
I saw her again.
Looking fly.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Poetess.
I saw her again, and she was in a car with these dudes, and I was like, get out the car.
Uh-oh.
And she would not get out the car for the life of her.
Can you fight?
Yeah, I can fight. I've been in plenty of fights.
Uh-oh, she could fight that day.
I haven't had a fight in probably 20 years.
Have you ever fought a
guy? It was with a guy. The last fight I had.
I fought more guys than girls, too.
Yeah, I fought. I fought more girls.
Did you win? Did you win in the fights?
Kind of, in life.
You won in life.
Did the titties fall out?
No, never.
No titties?
I was surprised at how hard I punch. Seriously, I was like, damn, I got these balls.
Put your golden balls. Put your back into it.
Let the Price is Right girl.
Don't let the beauty pageant crown fool you, bitch. I don't want to fight anymore.
That's right.
No, you laugh too much. No,
I do. I don't like to fight. I don't even like to argue.
You hit with like a closed fist or do you
closed
like
fist? No. I've never done that before. Not even the swimming
pool. You box. You're a pugilist.
Not even in the swimming pool. Hilarious.
Hey, I don't do that shit. That's why.
Let's get ready to rumble.
In this corner, hailing from Rhode Island, we win 127.
146, niggas.
Claudia, gonna kill you, Jordy.
The black side of her is undefeated. The white side is completely defeated. With a 500 record.
And an 800 FICO score. The white side.
The white side. Yeah.
At 125 pounds, so she says. Don't!
Fucking hysterical. Yeah, what you got there,
But she stole, you know, she stole, all my clothing. And I was going to try to make her strip down in front of everybody when I ran into her. I made her say, get out the car, because bitch, you gonna take off everything.
Give it up now.
And she would not get out the car for the life of her. But anyway, a man is prohibited to have a dog for 3 years because his puppy got drunk.
Sip that, little homie.
As he poured him a drink of vodka and Coke. Does that mix?
That's nasty.
Vodka and Coke?
No. That's why the dog. That's why the dog's sick.
Vodka and Coke?
No, vodka.
Well, he had vodka and Coke.
Orange juice, yeah.
He left it sitting while he went outside to smoke a cigarette, and his six-month-old dog Max drank the booze, and when he left the dog at home by itself, but the dog got out and someone found the dog staggering.
Staggering. Ruh, roll.
Roll. Hey, where them bitches at, dog?
Did the dog get a DUI? He got a car and shit.
Fire hydrant won't stop moving. Well, I've only had two drinks, officer.
Fucking hilarious.
Well, they found the dog staggering down the street. Needless to say, they took the dog and put it in.
Always a concerned citizen.
Took the dog to the hospital.
That dog is fucking drunk. Where's the owner? This is an outrage.
My name is Riff Riff.
That dog is an animal.
So now the owner can't have. So now the owner can't have a dog for 3 years.
You think?
Motherfucker. Even when for white people, I swear, dogs would just be getting fucked, raped, get drunk, doing crack. Like, they really are the protectors of wild animals.
Hey, RT, would you like to speak on this, please?
Yes, we do care
black
about
people
animals.
Wouldn't put together a PETA, something like that. We would just
no,
say,
Yeah.
We don't go to vets.
Y'all would do PETA, people eating tasty animals.
Especially chickens. Chickens and squirrels.
Chickens and squirrels.
Hey, what's that, a hamster?
There, if it flies, it fries.
Like my daddy used to say.
That's an old saying my daddy said. Talk about saying.
Is another story about dogs. A Florida couple said they had to force their dog to vomit when he ate an envelope containing $1,000 in cash.
Mm. Oh, hell no.
The money was, you know, for them to pay off their car.
Gotcha.
So when the dog vomited, they had to put all the money. They had to piece all the money.
Oh, come on, Carol. Give me all the corners.
Hey, we're missing the face. Well, just draw something on it, bitch.
So they had to put the money back together, and actually they were able to retrieve $900 of the $1,000.
I need a serial number 234. Look at 234.
I don't have it over here.
Ew, that's nasty.
Why does this $20 bill have Ben Franklin on the front?
So the dog ate $1,000.
He ate $1,000.
How does he do that? Just like,
well, he said
very carefully.
Where are you
is
at?
Is that like he ate my homework?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Well, what happened to the other 100? Are they still waiting for that?
Well, they said
he gonna get change in a minute.
No, boo boo over here.
Well, they said the final 100 was missing too many serial numbers to replace, so they mailed it to the U.S. Department of Treasury.
Oh, thanks.
They're definitely white. They're white niggas will be like, hey, niggas, it's a honey. They ain't no thing.
We've got to send this in. We can't find all the serial numbers. We've got to do this.
So they can get a new one, right?
It's a law.
Huh?
They can get a new one?
I don't know. I mean, I guess they're waiting to see. So
they sent
the way on the email.
They sent some shitty money into the U.S. Mint.
Hey, see what you do with that dog.
There's a you guys ever seen? We were talking about this a little bit off air. People like just running in the stores or Walmart with their pajamas on.
Yeah, see girls do it all the time.
Do you ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Shreveport, Louisiana, they are trying to ban that. They've already outlawed the sagging of the pants, so now they're trying to outlaw people wearing pajamas.
You never worn
in
your
public
PJs out?
Oh no.
No, but that girl stole them, so I guess you couldn't.
I never leave the house like unpresentable, like never. No?
Like never ever?
No, never.
I do. I mean, I walk down my street with maybe some sweats and a sweatshirt and maybe my hand in the scarf.
Now you ain't got to brush your teeth or pee inside, but no pajamas.
I don't care nothing about all that. You put some clothes on yourself. Yeah. Right? Hell, you come outside, you got the motherfucker slip slops on. Put some fucking clothes
slip
on.
Slip slops. Well, they're actually, people are actually saying, you know, that it's America. You can pretty much wear what you want. You're covered up. It's not indecent, but.
But how do you tell?
Yeah, that's the other thing. They're like, if you bought it from the sleepwear department.
Because now they sell it pajama jeans.
Yeah, you got pajama jeans.
I used to hang with this girl in high school. She was so dusty. She always looked dirty. She smelled like milk.
Wow.
So she wore like
milk smells bad?
Yes.
Like, was it whole or 2%?
I think it was like rotten milk.
Okay.
And like she would wear like a nightgown, some boots. Like it was a hard, like she was trying to be like different.
She's white or black?
She was like a mixed little crazy chick. Nappy hair, real light skin. She was just a fucking mess.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she would go to school looking so shitty, like with a nightgown on and just a mess. I hate
calling girlfriend. If you can hear us, call her shitty girl.
She knows who she is.
In the front.
It's Reach Around Radio on LATalkLive.com. We're going to take a quick break.
It's going to read some of the, this is from our chat room.
That's right. We have the question of the day. What are some of the, you know, traditional sayings, family sayings?
Yeah, these are some of the traditional ones.
Yeah, we've gone to the blog.
A hard ass will make a soft ass. I'm sure you've all heard that.
A hard head.
Hard head.
Yeah. Hard ass.
Yeah, you want to read that for you?
I've been drinking.
It's supposed to be a hard head makes a soft ass.
Some people say the hard ass makes soft behind. Yeah. You know, I've heard that.
Hard ass gets a phone call from me.
My mama didn't raise no fool, and my daddy didn't raise no punks.
I like that one.
Never let your left hand know what your right hand got.
Got.
I know a barnyard pimp when I see
you. Yeehaw.
And,
what's a barnyard pimp?
Bitches.
So this like when you're growing up and you're young and like you got like a whole bunch of ones and then you try to put a $20 bill over it, but then you don't want to flip it because they number ones over that. Mm. So we call that an Oklahoma bankroll. Yeah, that old Oklahoma bankroll. So those are the couple of them, and I'll read some more later.
So call in, man.
Okay, yeah.
And let us know some of your personal favorites.
Right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Skype.
You feel good? Ain't so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I
call your name. I don't want to people
all
for you. How you feel, fella?
Brother
says I'm
there. Yeah!
You're getting down.
Let me get it out now.
It's your boy, Speed Dog, the dog in the house. It's Reach Around Radio.
We're going to have a punk good time.
And I'm the poetess.
Yes.
It's your girl, Claudia Jordan.
TDP, Mr. 123 Knox.
Baby.
And of course, the white boy RT is in the building.
White boy. Like fat boy. We want to remind you guys, too, don't forget January 20th, the Reach Around Radio crew is getting together to see Red Tails.
This Friday.
So, wherever you are around the country, remember the first weekend is the most important weekend. To support a film. So you can join us Friday night. We'll hit you with the theater time, the show time, later on in the show tonight.
Yeah, and we're going to what theater?
To the Rave Theater, formerly Magic Johnson Theaters, right off Crenshaw and King.
Yes,
Baldwin Center.
Baldwin Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears. You just gonna put that gun in your ass like that?
Shit fire
yourself, boy.
Hilarious.
Sports ticker.
Gun in your ass. Boy. In Laker news.
That Clipper game.
Yeah.
Clippers.
Yeah. We are still pursuing a deal.
It ain't gonna happen.
The Lakers received a $8.9 million trade exemption when they traded Lamar Odom to the Dallas Mavericks. So we got a little money out there on the table. We let one expire, and we traded Sasha Vujacic.
Oh, the machine.
Yeah. We traded Sasha to Jersey. We had a $5 million exemption on that, but we let that expire. So I don't know if we're trying to make some serious moves.
I like Sasha.
Or some serious moves. And that trade was for Joe Smith, Big Joe the rapper.
Oh, yeah. Joe rapping now.
He rapping now. Yeah. Big Joe rapping now. Hey, in tennis.
Tennis.
Australia Open.
Down under.
Caroline Wozniacki.
Oh, go Tina.
Is the woman's top seed in Melbourne, Australia. The land down under. Defending champion Kim Clijsters and runner-up Lee Nay will probably meet in the fourth round of the Australian Open this year. Nadal is healthy. Roger Federer is healthy. I don't know about Serena and Venus, but coming
up. Sport.
Didn't Serena say that she's almost like ready to retire from tennis?
Or was it her sister?
But she's a five-time champion. You know, she's number three.
She can retire
seed.
If she wants. They invested their money. You know,
oh, of course. Yeah. They were part owners in the Miami Dolphins.
Excuse us, Speedy?
Franchise.
Shout out to
phone. So. Oh, let me shut up. Let me turn my phone off.
Listen.
And in football.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Playoffs, ladies.
The Niners.
Ladies, you still taking ass whoopings if your team lose.
Of course. I'm from the Bay.
I thought everybody from the Bay was Oakland fan. I mean, Raiders.
Whoa.
Raider fan.
The Raiders is out the game. So, so I'm going with the usual.
Switch reels, yeah. 49ers, 36, New Orleans.
Great game.
Great game.
Oh, my God. That game was fantastic.
Tight end Davis.
Yep,
number
Vernon
85.
Davis,
Vernon
game.
Davis.
He was crying, though. My son said, why is he crying?
That was a T.O. move. T.O. cried when he caught that touchdown to end the game as well. That was a great game.
He had the old school
Brees. Is a great quarterback, and they put it down. Congratulations to the 49ers.
They pulled it
advanced, and that was one of the greatest games of all time.
Well,
if you missed it, I'm sorry you did.
So next weekend, who plays, Teeter?
Shut your mouth, and I'll tell you. Claudia Jordan, New England. Oh, I keep saying New England.
Wow.
I'd like to buy an extra syllable for $500.
Yeah. New England Patriots.
New England.
45-10 over Tim Tebow and his Denver Broncos.
He was exposed.
Yeah.
You know what's so
Church
sad?
Was over.
What's sad about that?
You know, it was like, I couldn't watch the game, but I like dude. I like the fact that he won. I knew he couldn't beat them.
New England
it
had
was
it.
Not. And when they went for a touchdown, when it was like a few seconds left in the second quarter, I was like,
Yeah.
I mean, you're down by 1,000 points. And you're still running the ball. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know, running the option.
It seemed like Brady was just on. Did you see some of those passes like a laser? Like he threw him hard as hell in coverage.
Yeah.
And
Bill Belichick took the foot off the gas because they really could have ran up that score.
Yeah, because it was 35-7.
Hernandez, Wes Welker, Gronkowski.
Wait a minute, they put Hernandez at running back.
Yeah.
Like, fuck y'all, watch this.
And Tom Brady punted the ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, they clown.
Yeah, they was
clowning. I like about them, they can switch it up. Like, you don't really know how to defend them.
Exactly.
You know?
Did your boy make a catch? He didn't.
Chad? Did Chad?
I didn't see him in the game at all.
I didn't see him at all.
I think he got released. Let's move on.
Hilarious.
I did see him get a penalty. I think he hit somebody.
That was a club, though. Yeah. But the Patriots defense finally kind of woke up, though.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll see you next week.
Great organization, great team.
Play them,
New England. Great job.
Super Bowl.
New York Football Giants, 37, Green Bay, 20. Who thought that?
Yeah.
Thought that?
It might be a repeat Super
Bowl. At the beginning of the season, you said Green Bay was going to the Super Bowl, so stop.
Not so fast.
Football Giants, New York has a great offense and defense. Eli, the book of Eli is the truth. He's a great quarterback.
Man,
so
he was on fire.
It's going down. So they got
might be a rematch.
It's going to be a rematch.
Patriots Giants. So. No, in the Super Bowl? The Niners in Patriots the Super Bowl. Mad.
They'll get killed.
I really want to see the two brothers go to the Super Bowl.
Man,
Baltimore.
And 49ers. Yeah, those dudes.
Oh, the coaches and the Harbaughs.
Coaches. And in Teeter Sports Ticker, one thing that I my new segment is Fair or Foul. Blake Griffin.
What did he do with Blake?
He pushed our Laker guard, our rookie guard, Darius Morris, late in the first quarter.
Because he dunked after the whistle. Punk, don't be dunking after the whistle.
Speedy, you don't push a Laker.
Slap the shit out of a Laker.
You don't push.
You shove the shit out of a Laker.
I would put a pistol in that.
Mike Brown was very irritated by that. You know, you just don't push a Laker, man.
Not in the air.
Come on.
David Stern, I mean, you really did us because Chris Paul is incredible. If you saw that game.
Oh, my God. Yes. He is.
What do you want to do?
What about that shot he made? Almost damn near half court.
Don't say that when you're smiling. Huh? I can't smile with you because he made it against us.
You like Chris Paul?
I love Chris Paul. He's supposed to be with us, David Stern.
He told us. I like the Clippers. I think Blake is acting like a little
rejected.
Annoying?
Is he?
Well, he's smelling himself right now.
He didn't ask you for your number?
No.
Hysterical.
He's too light skinned for me.
He looks like a gigantic leprechaun.
He's incredible. He's incredible.
He looks like a gigantic
CP3. So, that was definitely foul that he should be suspended for at least 30 games.
What the fuck?
Or even when they play the Lakers, just suspend them then. But you do not push a Laker.
So, are you going to say that y'all lost to the Clippers?
We lost to the Clippers, Speedy.
Got
we
lost. Ass
I mean, Chris Paul is incredible. He was supposed to be with us, so
he pulled his hamstring and still hit y'all.
You said you don't push a Laker. Remember when Chris Childs unleashed a two-piece on Kobe's throat?
Bing, bing, bing.
Chris Childs from Bakersfield,
I know him. That's the homie.
Yeah, that's the homie.
A lot of kids.
A lot of kids. I seen him in Miami, and his chain was way smaller, and I was like, I didn't recognize you.
Hysterical. So that's Teeter's Sports Ticker. Don't push your leg.
Yeah, give us the question of the day is, call us up. It's 323-247-7443. The question is, what... traditional family sayings, funny sayings that have always stuck with you. I remember my mom used to always say, a man will promise you the moon to get in your pants.
Mama was right. Or what's the one they tell you guys, if he's getting the milk, why would he buy the cow? Am I saying it right?
If he getting the milk for free, why buy the cow?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, that's kind of right.
Yeah. So don't
Speedy, Teeter, what you got? I haven't let
What will come
fall.
Out in the dark, what's done in the dark will come out in the light.
That's amen.
That's one of them good ones right there.
Back that with that, amen.
And
bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
So if your friend jump off a cliff, you go jump too?
Right, that one. Yeah.
Because
everybody had that
he
stupid
said,
ass
Donald's
friend.
Pointing at you saying that you used to say that to him.
Oh, yeah, because they had a lot of stupid friends that would come by.
Put your money where your
stupid
mouth is.
Stupid is what stupid does.
Yeah.
Bitches
ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Everybody likes a little ass, but nobody likes a smart one. That's a great line right there.
I like that one.
Thank you, too.
Motherfuckers on the radio.
No one's calling in with theirs? No. 323? 247-7443.
Yeah, hit us up. And we're going to take a quick break. We have a special guest coming up. You're listening to Reach Around Radio on
Moscato.
Happy King Day.
MLK Day.
On LA Talk Live.
Martin. It's your boy Speed Doggy Dog in the house. What's happening?
I'm the poetess.
Claudia Jordan. Reverse cow. Girl Jordan.
Good gravy. Teeter, Mr. Three knots, baby.
And also in the house,
the white boy.
Mr. Three Horseshoes, baby. In the house with us is Mr. Denny Pickett. He's from the Wichita, Kansas producer and promoter of the Hugh Pickett's Frontier 101 Invitational Rodeo.
Rodeo! How about them cowboys?
He's a descendant from the great, what do they call it, equestrian? Would you say he was equestrian?
No, that's horses, I think.
Rodeo? Well, Mr. Bill Pickett, he comes from that family, and they have a tradition of rodeos, right?
Mass out. Yeah, get it real close.
Yeah, talk to you, Mike.
Yes,
ma'am. Code red.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We're on.
I just like thank you guys for inviting me down here.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, just hold it down there. Yes.
Okay.
It's a black run business. You know the rules.
You already know. Tell us about these rodeos.
Wasn't that CP time?
No, you was on time.
You got hazel eyes? Okay.
Oh, you can see them?
They're a little red, like even smoking something in the lobby, but they, I see them.
Smoking in bull chips.
No, no. When you get a certain age, your eyes do turn red. You don't have to smoke anything.
Like a sick goldfish.
What's wrong with your goldfish? You just seen too much, so therefore they start to turn red.
You got a good eye color, minus the red part, but you got the middle part. That's a good color. That's cool.
Thank you. It used to be a conversation piece back in the day.
Really? Yeah. Would you use that to get the ladies?
At this age, I'd use anything.
Now, Portis, could you give my question of the day? Because I'm sure he got some cold.
Okay, our question of the day is, do you have, like, we're talking about traditional sayings in our family. Some are funny. Some have stuck with us. Some are life lessons. Like
the more I teach you, the dumber you get.
The dumber I get, the more I teach you. Yeah. So do you have any Pickett family sayings?
That's a good question.
Misha asked his daughter.
Yeah, you better ask my daughter something like that.
What did your pops tell you when you was growing up? What were some of the things?
Run for the border.
What's your name, baby girl?
My name is Christian Pickett.
Okay, hey. Christian.
My dad always says, stick with me, I'll make you famous.
Wow. look at you now. You're on Rich Brown Radio.
You
so tell us about the rodeo and what goes on there. And are a lot of African Americans engaged in this type of activity?
Yeah. What a lot of people don't realize is that it is a event, a sport that actually was discovered by African Americans.
Filipinos.
Puerto Ricans.
This is African American.
I thought I was talking. I was like, what did I say?
I'd like to buy some vowels and consonants.
Speedy is your son.
You guys sure y'all gave me water?
Want some wine, cowboy?
Those eyes are red.
Yeah. No, I think wine ain't strong enough. I can't speak it. But anyway, yeah, it is an event. A sport discovered by African Americans.
Really?
It actually come from a term given to slaves. Mm-mm. Like if some of you guys might remember back in the day, they used to have the field hand. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they used to call him, I can say what I want.
Yeah.
Okay, they used to call him the house nigger. Mm-hmm. Okay. They used to have the field nigger. Mm-hmm. Well, they had the one that take care of the horses and cows.
Blacksmith.
No.
The buck? The horse nigger?
They actually called him a cowboy.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It was a term given to the guys that in the took field. Care of
was
the
that
horses
a disrespectful term? Like just call him boy like that? Oh, no.
Well, back in then, it was an accepted term.
Okay.
If you do it now, it better be from your mother. Or even your father. I had a stock contractor years ago that walked up to me, and he's a white guy.
Mm-hmm. And no offense.
you notice I'm looking at but he rubbed me in my head.
Ooh.
Just took his hand.
Wow. Yeah.
And I can say he's no longer a part of our company.
That's right.
Because I did have to show him that I could box a little bit.
Like he patted you on your head like you were a little slave boy?
He rubbed my head.
Like, rubbed you the wrong way?
Yeah. I took offense to that. Yeah, so, cool. You know, I socked him. So, that's just a reflex. But, you know,
you're around bulls
and stuff like that. But this term evolved from cowboys. And at one point, after each ranch had all of their cows busted and their horses broke, they would let them compete against ranch to ranch. Mm-hmm. So it started to get into a competition where the ranch owners and slave masters started betting on it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's when the money came in. Well, of course, like with racing, horse mm-hmm. racing, mm-hmm. the first six world champions were black guys. After then, the color changed. Right. So that's the way the rodeo went. And the thing that I remember most, I did a symposium in Cody, Wyoming. And this guy had a truck, had redneck all over the thing. License plates say cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
But he had redneck sticker all over it.
Gotcha.
And when I did my symposium, I could tell who the guy was because I got to bring it out you're a redneck, but you say you're a cowboy. Well, you named after what a black man did. So he could start squirming in his seat, and I could tell. I said, okay, there he is right there. And I kind of juiced him up. I found it.
He just seen red.
Get him, bud!
So you have an event coming to town during February 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Los Angeles Equestrian Center. What can people expect to when they come to this event?
Some ass-kicking events. I was trying to
like, do they do horse tricks? Do they do ride the bull? I mean,
I want to say they're supposed to ride the bull, but it doesn't always work out that way because the bull don't look at it that way. they won't do horse tricks. This is not a circus, but we will do. We have bareback. We have a bull ride.
I did that a couple of times.
Love bareback.
I love bareback now.
We have ladies bell racing, and we've added some other events to try to get more women involved.
Like what?
We've added goat tying and steering decorating.
Steering decorating.
That's where the calf
you
runs
familiar with all this RT?
I'm sure women love those. goat tech.
You know what I was really good at? I did a print job for Marlboro Cigarettes, and we had to go to Tucson, Arizona, and stay out there and like be kind of in the wild. Like we were like really doing cowboy type shit, like riding horses down steep hills. I had to learn how to cow pin, and I was really good at it. It was really fun. Like we
What's
had like
cow pinning.
Cow pinning. You're on a horse, and you have like you try to get the sheep calves. Right, the calves. Into a little pinned off area and try to get them in this like enclosure, and then you close the gate so to see how many like you can get in there in a short amount of
time.
How many
did you get?
Oh wow!
I was the shit. I beat all those white people. All them crackers. See, that's right, really all them crackers couldn't see me. How bad, RT?
Watch your tone.
You say they all came to see you.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a lot of fun doing it.
So you wanted me to do what at this thing?
Well, you know, we have this event called...
come on, ride that bull.
Panty dressing.
No, I'm not going to do that. Pick the right one.
Well, we had to change it because we got a couple ministers, so ministers don't appreciate the term panties and putting them on.
Undergarments.
So what is it, draws?
We call it steer dressing. That's what we call it. Steer dressing. Now, just to keep it clean for the ministers.
Yeah.
But people on the other side of the fence, we call it... Panties on the calf.
So you want me to put the panties?
Yeah, I'd like for you and
Claudia.
The other people.
Claudia's
the objective
good at,
is one is what to hold it.
So some draws on some cows?
Yeah.
What?
That's all you got to do is just put the panties on the calf.
What if they kick me in the face? Using
if I they kick you,
you lose.
But once they kick them?
You lose.
Yeah, they could kick. And see, like last year, we had to actually get one of the ladies to give us a pair of panties right there on the spot.
All right, I do.
So maybe you could just give the panties.
Yeah, you can give the panties.
The half white part of me is adventurous, adventurous, and I will fuck with some animals. Like I will try to put some draws on an animal because I think it'll be funny. But I feel like the black side of me would get kicked in the mouth.
I gotta live with that shit.
Yeah, I gotta explain this shit to the doctor.
All you gotta do is
Well, I was trying to put candies on his calf, and
what the fuck we trying to put?
They throw the calf right.
Yeah.
You had nothing to worry about.
So you gotta throw it on the ground.
One is to hold it. You have two people throwing it.
So me and RT gonna do it.
No, it's not me.
Does a PETA have a problem with all this?
Peter got a problem with everybody. They go eat beef, steaks, and pork and that stuff, but then they do pickets and everything.
Yep.
The way we look at it, when they've picketed your rodeo.
You made it?
You made it to the top.
There you go.
Have you seen any really bad injuries at the rodeo? Like, has anyone got jammed up or murdered or killed by a cow? Or I want to hear those stories. We're still coming, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen
what's the worst injury you
bull's
saw?
Death.
Wow.
Like what? Like how? Like did the bull put a horn?
A bull jumped
chest?
Over a fence in Atlanta.
Uh huh.
And the crowd just dispersed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was one person that panicked and just sit there.
The dude wearing the heels.
He ain't gonna hit me.
And the bull.
He ain't gonna hit me.
Hit him
in the chest.
In the head.
With the horn?
Just with the head and just gave him skull problems.
What do you understand about a bull? I mean, how do you respect a bull? Like.
I mean, I'm a
what
big
makes
guy,
them? What makes them people charge like that?
What makes the people charge?
No, what makes the bulls charge
movement.
Like that?
Because we did a rodeo at the Equestrian Center one year, and the bull literally walked up the rails. And when he jumped up over the platform, there's a 500 or 600 people off to one side. Mm-hmm. I was coming around the corner. Now, what made me react is $1 million lawsuit.
Right.
You got bulls running after black people. You know what they're looking at.
Yeah.
They running toward the bank.
Yeah.
And when I saw him look at them, I threw my hat and he looked at me and came after me.
He's like, oh, here comes the bullshit.
And out of all the people that worked for me, one of the ladies had jumped on a horse and come and roped the bull. I jumped in the back of a pickup because I figured if he come over there with me, we got a problem.
So what's the weight of these bulls?
Yeah, that's what I want to ask. Yeah.
Some of them weigh as much as 2,500 pounds.
Damn, Speedy. That's what I'm saying with you. Mm.
But, so just with the full horns, not shaved? And
most of them kind of cut some of the tip of the horns off.
Okay.
Because you don't want nobody gouged.
Right.
Wow, yeah.
But some of them, you do still have it.
Mm-hmm. What's the worst injury you got?
Horse fell on me.
Oof.
Oh, what happened?
You break it out.
Use it for the Kmart. Right, run a wall.
Clean up aisle 5. Clean up aisle 5.
You know, I was young. Okay.
Hilarious.
And it was a couple young ladies and I'm trying to show out.
Okay.
That's all it was. And I reared the horse up and instead of forgetting to push him down, I'm trying to show out for the girls and pull the horse back on top of me. And the fall didn't hurt me. What hurt me was when the horse stood up. Because my foot was in the stirrup and it just twisted around.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse started running.
How did you feel
running.
After that? Were you embarrassed?
Hey, bitches.
I'm going to limp over here to this.
Somebody get my Kaiser card.
Kaiser
back in there.
So you've been doing this all of your life?
Yes, ma'am. I kind of, it's a legacy. It's a hereditary. I mean,
but your daughter says she doesn't ride.
No, this one does. This is the youngest one. The others do.
Okay.
One of these days I'm a teacher, but it's like I used to travel so much when she was young. So she didn't travel with me, whereas my son and the older kids did.
Okay.
You know, then I was single parent, so it didn't matter taking them out of school. They was with me as cool.
You don't need to learn shit.
They didn't take her out of school.
Yeah.
We need to do a movie. We need to get this Brokeback Mountain out the way.
No, we can't do no Brokeback Mountain.
That's what I'm saying. We need to get that out the way, and let's do a real one.
You know what? Most cowboys have never seen that movie.
Me either.
Because to us,
most men.
I'm not going to say anything negative about it, but to us, it's not irrelevant in our lives.
Relevant.
You know, because it doesn't show.
It shows.
Cowboys.
But that's what I'm saying. We need something that we can see.
Oh, yeah. They got a gay rodeo.
That's what I'm saying.
Why your voice go up like that?
How is it?
Get the bitches.
You rode a pink horse?
Why is my horse hair braided? Now, mine was striped.
Okay.
How was the gay rodeo? Is it fun?
I named my bull Strawberry.
How is it? Tell the truth.
I'm not going to lie. I went.
I know you have. I've seen you there.
I'm Bill Pickett.
It's okay.
Hi, boys.
Hey.
Hey, boys.
I wear chaps with no denim.
It's fun to hang at the rodeo.
What you mean, those horses? Hey.
Can you tell us a little bit about...
same voice coming back.
Can you tell us a little bit about Bill Pickett and his legacy?
Yes.
Okay, Bill Pickett. As I got older, I wanted to meet him.
Now who is he to you, relative?
Bill Pickett's my great uncle.
Okay.
Now keep in mind, he died in 1932.
Wow. Damn.
I was born a couple years later.
A couple days later.
I had to meet Bill Pickett through history.
Mm-hmm.
I had to read books. I had to cross-reference.
Mm-hmm.
And it really became interesting because the question was asked me, I once made a comment that Al Capone knew Bill Pickett.
Who? Who's that?
Al Capone, you know, the famous cowboy.
Oh, and
then like gangster.
Al Capone?
Used to
Al Capone, yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Potato, who cares?
But he knew Bill Pickett, and people did not believe that when I said it. I said it in a newspaper interview, said it on the radio one time.
Right.
Well, they got a lot of calls. No, Al Capone didn't know Bill Pickett.
Say it again?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Is that like King Kong?
Stop it. Go ahead.
Al Capone ain't got shit on me.
Al Capone.
Hey, look at the face of Al Capone.
She got wrong.
Al Capone, champ of the world.
The Chinese version. Al Capone.
Well, I got a little country, so I may not say the words.
A little politically correct.
That's what I was trying to get you to the station.
There you go.
Your daughter, like, let me get in there, Daddy.
She tries to crack it up.
Daddy, there's an E in there somewhere.
Baby driving home going, it's called Al Capone, Daddy.
Well, you know how.
But y'all realize the country didn't come in until Steve Harvey got on the radio. And everybody wanted to go country.
That's true.
Oh, fucking hilarious.
No, you call it what you want, cowboy. Yeah. You say what you want.
So what happened?
So what happened to Al Capone?
So, in getting to meet him and researching history, I found out truly, number one, how great a person he was. I'm not speaking from his
accomplishments.
Al Capone.
Okay.
Oh, my bad.
We talking about Al Capone.
Okay, so I'm lost. My bad.
Okay, but I'm speaking of from a humanitarian point.
There you
because
go.
Of what he had
you
to been, deal
you
with.
Shit on Scrabble.
I'm seeing the roses.
I did graduate high school. In fact, I graduated here.
let's play some more country words, Manuel
Arts.
Friends.
Which
one? Manual Arts. Country Bumpkin.
No, I said Country Words with Friends.
Oh, okay.
Fender.
How Ray Charles used to say, I ain't all country, though.
No, I think you're very charming. You're fun. So, just.
Oh, shit.
You got a rope on you?
I got a belt.
That was good. Oh my God. We have a caller. Maybe it's Al Capone. Which name and where you calling from?
Al Capone?
They hung up. It was him.
Calling from the dead.
We would like you to join in with a game that we do here, okay?
All right. Uh-oh.
We have a game called Guess Which Race.
You hear that sound?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
And Al Capone coming around the outside of the quarter lip. On the inside, Tommy Gunn.
That sound can only mean one thing.
What's that?
It's time for our game show.
What is
Cowboy
that?
Cowboy Focus. It's called
Guess What Race.
I'm going to read a few. You like that sound, huh? What's up with the brothers having sex with horses? But we'll get to that later.
Oh, no.
That's at the gay radio. No. That's at the gay radio.
Stop that, Claudia. No.
It's a brothers, news story.
Brothers don't have sex with the horses.
The horses?
Let's have sex with the brothers.
Let me say it like this. That come usually
on, right, the long
there was
way.
A guy in South Carolina that
Wilbur?
Did it.
Oh, a guy in South Carolina?
A black guy. He was a repeat offender. He kept going back for that.
A what? A repeat what?
Oh, my
repeat
God.
Offender.
You guys, let's get to the game.
Okay. I'm going to read a news story, and you have to guess what race with the clues I'm giving you, okay? We want you to play along with us, okay, Catwalk?
Okay.
Okay, ready? All right. Hold on.
Can I bring in my consultant?
Yeah, please.
Yep. You can bring in consultant.
He can do those words.
Of course. Okay.
Capone is
a paramedic is accused of raping a woman who was strapped to a stretcher.
Hmm.
Paramedics, firefighters, and police officers are in positions of tremendous trust. A 22-year-old woman was being transported to a hospital when she was unconscious, but claimed she was woke up to discover she's being sexually assaulted. The victim contacted the police after she was discharged from the hospital. Guess what race? RT!
Clear! No, really, get out of the ambulance, guys. I need it for about 5 to 10 minutes.
Who would rape a woman that's strapped down?
I hate to call out my own people, but that is definitely some white people stuff.
That's white people?
Yeah, that is
okay,
white people.
Okay, white people.
All the way. Yeah.
Okay, Cowboy, what say you?
I'll agree with him. I'll agree.
White boy? Why would you think that? Why do you think it's a white?
Why would I think that? Mm-hmm. Because they're in the bondage.
In abundance. Obama, you vote for Obama.
He said bondage.
Oh, that's okay.
He said sin abundance. These neckties are sweet and delicious.
I'm gonna say white because most paramedics are white.
Okay.
Okay.
Sweetie.
You didn't give no clues on this one, Claudia, but I'm gonna go RT.
White. TDP?
White.
I'm going to go with the bondage. I'm
really?
Gonna go
it's white.
White
all the way around? Go white. Fuck y'all.
Alrighty. The man.
Oh, she wants to go.
Oh, the daughter wants to go.
I'm going to say Hispanic.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
Oh, a lot of them went to
DeVry.
DeVry. Okay.
You're wrong.
University of Phoenix Online Medical School.
I got your peppers.
Get the
man who thought he'd help himself to some easy ass was, of course,
a white colonizer. Hey! All
right. Said bondage. I was
white
that.
Boys. None of y'all got points last week, so I had to start off with an easy one.
We got points. Everybody got points. Everybody except got point. For the daughter. Daughter Pickens.
That's because she's in college and their mindset's different.
Oh, that learning and shit. I don't know.
Motherfucker reading and shit.
Bitch cool. thinks she's special.
Backpack.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
A Florida woman is accused of stealing another woman's ID to open up a credit card account that she would fund for her bigger breasts. A woman faces credit card fraud charges after she charged $9,000 worth of cosmetic work under the name of a unsuspecting, aspiring college student and ruining the girl's credit. Guess what race?
I don't think black women are as fascinated with their breasts as white women are, or Asian women. I'm going to go Asian on this one.
Asian? Yes. You think she'd be that grimy?
Yes, but I think so.
All Asians rich?
And they all look alike. So it's easier to pull it off.
No racism.
And a gallon of milk.
Daughter.
I'm going to go with African American.
Wow. Turning on your people, say.
Yeah.
All right. Why would you say that? Niggas ain't shit.
Oh, was a
okay,
trick.
We get it.
No.
You don't like your people. Self-hate. A lot of self-hate in that family. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Dad.
Daddy?
Oh, I'm going to follow my daughter.
Oh, wow. There you go.
You got
so black
well,
woman.
The crew was the clue was
credit. You said clit.
Credit.
You said the clue was credit.
And you know how we do it. We charge other people's credit up.
Yeah, we will.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Go ahead,
POTUS.
I'm gonna go and say white on this one.
White because I'm obsessed with their breasts.
Yeah, most white women like fake boobies.
Oh, my God.
Speedy.
I'm going to go with Shaniqua Williams.
Okay. Why?
Stealing credit cards. We that's what we do. That's our shit.
That's our boob implants, though.
It's okay, but that's our shit. Okay. Because I think she bought some other shit. We just don't know.
Got some rims with some titties. yeah. TDP?
Parlez-vous français?
Oh, French bitch.
Yeah. Wow.
Snooty. Right.
They are crafty. Yeah. So, the recap. RT, you say?
I said Asian.
You said Asian?
Mm-hmm.
The cow people said black.
Black.
POTUS said black.
I said white.
Oh, white. Mm-hmm. Speedy?
Black.
And TDP said?
Parlez-vous français.
All right. The woman who was hard up for titties was a black bitch.
Oh,
shout out Carla Newby, and she was 29.
Oh my God!
Shout out Cora. Shout out Cora.
Bless
Newby.
You.
Yeah, she probably date white dudes. That's what it is.
Baker's is good with the clothes.
That's terrible.
He knows his people. You got it. All right, everybody got Donald. You got that? Look
here
at me.
Daddy.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
A man was trying to sell his son on Facebook for around $20 million to avoid living in poverty. After his illegal business was shut down.
I got this one.
The man was hard up for money and figured he could just make some more sons and claims selling his son is the only option to continue providing for his wife and daughter.
Easy.
Guess what it is?
Okay, first off, $20 million. What the fuck is he doing?
He juggled.
Okay, anybody who thinks their son is worth $20 million.
Gotta be white?
No. White people don't even think like that. That's definitely some type of Indian or like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I'm going to Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
I'm going Saudi.
Saudi, okay.
Saudi.
Cow people.
Yeah, I would say Indian too.
Indians,
yeah.
That's different, but okay, we'll go with Indians. Red dots.
Red
father?
Well, I'm going to say 7-Eleven people.
7-Eleven.
Yeah,
don't play with the slurping machine.
That's sound like semen, but 7-Eleven, okay.
Red dot.
7-Eleven.
Red dot 7-Eleven.
Place your sneakers on the counter, please.
I'm going to go with white on that one.
White cracker. Okay, why would you say that?
I don't know. I just feel white on that.
Yeah. Speedy?
I'm going to go Puerto Rican.
They know their kids ain't worth 20 million.
Yeah, for sure.
20 pesos, maybe.
I'm Puerto Rican.
TV.
I'm going to go Uruguay.
Uruguay. It's kind of Latino. Okay.
Uruguay.
Well, we have a daily double here.
Uh-oh. Mm.
That means somebody nails it with the exact country.
Saudi.
The man who tried to sell his seed for some Skrilla was a Saudi man. Yes. RT with the daily double.
Yes.
Good job, RT.
Well, because those motherfuckers really will leave a Bentley on the side of the road because it runs out of gas.
Exactly.
Or
has
a flat tire. Literally, they like that.
Yeah. Well,
20 million.
You must be selling a million. Prince or something.
Yeah. Right.
All right, we have one million. More.
Prince of Persia.
Comes with bums. Okay. All right, ready?
Yes.
A man facing drug trafficking charges made a strong first impression at his court appearance when he showed up wearing a crack shirt. The man's shirt included detailed instructions for making crack cocaine.
Oh, that's easy.
An attorney took a picture of the shirt and said, "I realize the gentleman who was at the podium was charged with trafficking is wearing a jacket with a how-to manual of how to cook crack cocaine. I couldn't believe the gumption this person had. Guess what it is, RT?
Was it a starter jacket? A starter jacket?
Triple fat goose.
It was a Lugs jacket.
East Coast Sun.
Yeah, I gotta, you know, it is Martin Luther King Day, so I hate to say this, but I think that's gonna be a black person.
Negro. Go ahead, say it, Negro.
I'm going, no, I'm not gonna say that. All right. I will say Negro.
Negro.
I'm going with black, too.
Black. No faith in your peoples. All right. Father? Daddy?
That sound Hispanic.
That's wow, not Hispanic. Okay. Why would you say that?
Because his English might not have been good, and he was getting directions. So that's
how directions were in Spanish.
Follow the directions.
All right. POTUS.
I'm going to say Trailer Park.
Wow. White. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going with POTUS, Trailer Park.
White wow. Folks. TDP.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
All right. Everybody's locked in.
That's Jeffrey.
The last story of Guess What Race. See if anybody can catch Speedy. POTUS, you're close. The man who was bold as hell was, of course, a white colonizer.
That's a trick question. That was a trick question.
No, I could see like a Trailer Park person wearing that.
We don't go to court. I've been bamboozled. I've been.
Have you guys seen the jacket though? I've seen the jacket. It was on the news. It was a controversial story about them selling those shirts where it shows you how to measure and cook crack cocaine. It was like very colorful and it looked like a kid's shirt.
It was almost cute. This has been another edition of
Guess What Race.
And you're listening to Reach Around Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We want to thank Mr. Pickens for coming through.
Did you have a good time?
Pickett.
Let's not go pronouncing words correctly now. It's a little bit late to start that now.
We gotta
don't forget
the right.
Hugh Pickett Frontier 101 Invitational Rodeo 2012. Celebrating Life is taking place February 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the LA Equestrian Center.
That'd
so
be
if
fun.
You want more information, log on to www.hughpickett.com. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you. Did you have a good time?
Oh, of course. I had a blast.
Yeah. Thank right. you for coming. Thank you.
Thank
had
you.
To come back.
We'll be back.
And bring Al Capone with you.
We're back. It's your boy Speedy. It's Reach Around Radio.
He's playing all the songs that that you grew up on, huh, Speedy?
Ain't that a bitch? Yo, it's your boy Speedy.
I'm the poet.
Claudia Moscato Jordan.
TDP Mr. Three Knox, baby.
And Affirmative Action Jackson, the white boy.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Scrambled eggs and Pam. Scrambled eggs and Pam. Scrambled eggs and Pam.
Take it down, y'all. Who is it, y'all?
Scrambled eggs and Pam.
Say it like you're fucking. Hey.
Scrambled eggs and Pam.
Take your sake, bitch.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Nikki Pam?
Hey, Nikki Pam.
Nothing. It's so funny that Stokely had called in. I wanted to comment on him because, you know, I know him from the Minneapolis days.
Did you hit?
Did he smash?
He
no. Let me tell you, the thing about Stokely, he was very much so shy, and he was not the whole of the group. Now, I ain't going to say none of the band members didn't hit none of them, but I'm just saying, but he wasn't the whole
so
of
which
the group.
One did you hit? The bass?
Yeah, who hit your pretty brown eye?
Actually, the guitar player.
Which one?
Oh, his name.
Short dude?
His name was Edgar, I think.
Oh, the light-skinned brother.
You think that's what his name was?
Who are you?
Well, that was the 80s shit.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Damn.
Hey, you got a guitar? Terrible. Come on in the room.
Exactly. Me and guitar players. I don't know what that was.
Ooh, your
but
strings
anyway.
Are tight. You have a long neck.
All right. So, okay. I have a story about a basketball wife from L.A.
What?
and the rapper The Game.
Hold up now.
That's the only name I'm naming.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Why Donna look at me like, oh,
about
shit.
About to kill us on Twitter.
Damn. He goes hard on Twitter. Bang on us.
I know, right?
We invite him to the show, so.
He won't come, you know. Hey. Anyway.
She said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's so funny about the story is... it was a party that we all happened to be at. Well, most of us were at. This happened at the same party.
Okay.
What party?
Well, okay, at a party we all was at. I don't want to go all into allegedly. I ain't trying to go all into that. But
oh, I thought you were saying it.
No, I wasn't going to say that. Anyway, so this, this said, basketball wife's man was already shaky, you know, about his woman. He had came up to the owner of the house, I would say the celebrity of the house, and was like, look, man, you know, I know you've been talking to my girl. You know, I don't want you to do nothing with her, you know, that's, you know, because I really love her. Oh, and then the celebrity guy was like, man, look, hey, I ain't trying to do nothing with your girl. I just, you know, look, I was just trying to get to you for some business purposes. I ain't trying to hit it.
Okay.
Switch to later on that night. The rapper... The Game comes down, allegedly comes down the hallway and is like, yo, such and such. I'm going to say celebrity, you got some condoms? Because I'm about to hit such and such's girl, the basketball wife, L.A. I'm about to hit,
about
you
to
know.
Lay her up.
Yeah.
About dunk to hit, on her.
Yeah. You got a room and a condom that I can use.
Wow.
And so I was like, damn. So apparently he hit this basketball wife from L.A. But what's funny is
hit it and quit it.
Yeah, hit it and quit it apparently. And what's funny is he does this. Now I ain't trying to really tell the man's business, but he does this after he proposes to his girl on MTV.
Wow. Oh.
So to make
he gonna be
worse.
Up here tomorrow. I'm glad we ain't gonna be here tomorrow.
Should I ain't
gonna be here tomorrow?
Where E39 at?
Say nigga.
Right. And allegedly. I mean, I know a couple people.
So
who,
a basketball wise, why fuck Game?
Basically, at a party we all happen to be at.
At Daryl Dawkins' house.
Peebo Bryce's house.
The baby maker. The rough shaker.
Yeah, Curtis wasn't there. She's like, I was not there.
I was there
with it.
Was I there?
Yeah, you, TDP.
Yeah, man.
You were there. Always was there.
I was fucking.
CJ, me.
I know Claudia wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
I
was on the East Coast.
You guys don't invite white people to parties. That's cool.
Let's see what had happened.
What I was going to say, what I had heard about this about Game is that he's not really that well endowed.
Are you really trying to get his ass up here? What the fuck are you doing?
It's not getting murdered.
Just saying. It's allegedly.
Our location is not to be disclosed.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, that's it. I'm not even going to go in anymore. Yeah, you guys. I'm going to let it go. I'm already in a whole bunch of trouble.
You say this microphone don't pull out all the way. Is that what
Sorry. You saying he don't have a boom mic?
Turn up the lava there. Turn up the lava.
Turn
the lava.
Turn my mic up. Turn my mic up.
Yeah, he's fucking with this
I'm just
one.
Saying. Just allegedly.
Is that all you got for me?
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to let this go out.
Let's move on.
Can you get shot on Twitter? a tweet by.
These words is coming hard, son.
And that is...
Yes. All right.
Y'all got to be like, I'm in trouble.
Pam going to get shot, yo.
Scrambled eggs and Pam.
Everybody thinking about it.
And bye, Pam.
It was nice knowing you.
Bye, Pam.
Thank you for the segment.
It was nice knowing you. Can I have your car?
Couldn't get far.
In the house. Here we go, baby.
I was just going to say, we're going to meet at the Red Tails premiere opening at the Rave Theater, Magic Johnson, formerly Magic Johnson, at 7:30 p.m. On Friday.
So you should get there at 7 o'clock.
Yes,
we'll all band together.
Yes, let's meet up at the Reach Around.
We can't pay for you.
And check.
But
out.
We are going to try to get a group rate. Give me a group rate.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, check out my video, too. Shit White Exec said to George Lucas about Red Tails.
Great
it's
video.
It's on YouTube. It's funny. So check it out. Shit White Execs said to George Lucas about Red Tails. It's pretty funny. So go see the movie January 20th.
Yes, sir. All right, cool. All right, so in the house we have...
In the house we have, I want to welcome one of our newest sponsors.
Yay!
We have Janice from Magic Hair Company.
Hey,
welcome.
Janice.
Look, Julius.
Hope you brought me a weft.
Brought a what?
We want to thank you so much for supporting Reach Around Radio first and foremost.
Yes, ma'am.
Magic Hair Company happens to be one of the very few black-owned hair companies.
Yes.
And can you tell us why do you believe that is?
I think there's not that many black-owned hair companies right now because, as you know, most of the beauty supplies are owned by non-blacks. So they prefer to work with their own rather than letting others in that industry. So that makes it hard for any black-owned businesses to get in that industry. Yeah.
And how are you able to get in and start your company and...
Well, I started my company because, you know, just like most black women wearing weaves for years, I wanted to find a quality product that doesn't shed and I could wear over and over and would just be a good quality product as everybody advertises theirs is but really isn't. Mm. So I contacted a few different suppliers over the period of about a year and a half, and I found one that I liked that was up to my standard, and our hair doesn't shed. It lasts a very long time if you take care of it. It doesn't tangle, and you know, it's a premium quality. It's a premium quality product.
Okay, so tell us what type, Claudia. You might want to chime in. This is your area of expertise.
I don't wear weaves, but I wear clip-ins. So,
okay,
but the same, you know, you can still use it for that, and I really like that because being like. Working with a bunch of different hairstyles, they tear your real hair up.
Right. So with clip-ins, it's just wefted hair cut up, and you can put the clip-ins on, and you could do that with our hair, and we'll have clip-ins actually pretty soon.
You'll have them pre-made?
Yes.
One thing I don't like about some of the other companies do is they'll say it's 7 pieces involved, included, and they'll do 2 of them will be the little small ones as wide as a clip, and that's a total waste.
Right.
I hope you guys don't do that.
Right. We're not going to do that.
Okay, guys.
How long does your
piece hair pit with the mashed potatoes and
how long does your hair normally last or
this wait? Hair that I have in right now, it'll be a year next month.
Wow.
And as you can see, it still has its luster, it doesn't shed, it doesn't tangle, and it's not dull. It looks the same way it looked when I first put it in.
So. What are your price points? Like how much would a bag of like 18-inch silk straight 1B go for?
Our hair doesn't actually come in 1B because it is 100% virgin Remy. It comes in the natural color.
Okay, so
our
hair is
not processed. It doesn't have any chemicals on it.
Really?
For the 18-inch, I think it would be about $145, depending on the texture that you want.
Okay. Did you bring any with you?
Yes, so when you I say have samples of
why
all
don't
of
you
our
show
hair.
Us some samples?
Did you bring some black hair?
Yeah. So when you say virgin hair, it hasn't had sex yet.
No, virgin hair actually means that it doesn't have any chemicals
on
it.
Do you sell any African American hair?
Well, once you put it in, whoever
it's
buys
African-American.
It is African-American hair. This is our natural straight texture, and I actually brought all 6 of our textures here. Here is our silky straight. It's not like beauty supply silky straight. That's natural, real person silky
straight. I'll take that.
Free sample.
And then we offer Indian, Malaysian, and Brazilian hair, so we do have some of that here.
I see a lot of that in the club. Let me touch it.
The hair is really soft.
Look, Tita. Yeah, I pulled on this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is it true? I was gonna say, is it true that when you pull a black girl's hair, that a girl in India feels it?
Well, you should never pull a black girl's hair.
Yeah, you should never pull a black girl's hair.
Yeah,
so
I figured that out.
So this is all like 100% hair.
Yes, it doesn't have any synthetic mix-ins with it. There's no Chinese mix-ins. A lot of companies mix their hair
That's
with animal
wear,
hair and non-Remy hair. Our hair is Remy, which means
what
all
is
the,
Remy? Yeah.
Remy means that when it is taken off the person's head, like this will be a ponytail and it's cut off. It's not a ponytail that's dropped to the floor and then picked up, then wefted, because then the hair gets tangled when it's wefted that way.
Mm.
So our hair is premium quality. It's virgin and Remy, so it will last
years.
What
hair is this? This looks almost black hair.
That's actually Brazilian hair.
I say Jewish.
I know this bitch. I know this bitch.
Yeah, that's liquor store 3 in the morning right there. Yeah.
She worked at Burger King.
I just want to say, guys,
that's the drive-thru, huh?
Now, do you have men that come and ask to get hooked up?
Because Speedy's to go weave.
We have had a couple gentlemen clients, and, you know, I don't ask questions if you're buying the hair for yourself or your girl.
Your money green.
Whatever.
Now, how do you like having a black hair company, black owned hair company?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do business with other salons, or are you just basically customer based?
We work both ways. We have a wholesale discount worked up for when salons want to do large purchases. The more that you purchase from us, the better of a discount we can give you. If you're just an individual stylist working from home and you want to do a wholesale order, we can work with you that way. Whatever you want, we can work with it. Whether you just want one piece or you want 50 pieces, we can work with you.
Mm. Okay. Where could people order your product online?
Yes.
Is that an okay way to buy hair? Because you might want to feel the texture or...
Well, we also have samples online. So if you want to order a sample texture, I believe it's about... $8 per sample, and mm-hmm. we'll send that sample out to you so you can see the texture. We do have customer reviews posted on our Facebook page, which is Magic Hair Company. We have a Twitter, which is Magic Hair CO. And you can also find us on our website, which is www.magichaircompany.com, and you can see our full price list right there.
Now, you said you were starting a store soon.
Yes, we are in the market to open up a store, hopefully this year in Riverside. Okay. It's not going to be a beauty supply. It's going to strictly just sell our hair, which is our Indian, Malaysian, and Brazilian hair.
So that means right now you got the trunk open. Now, look here on the left side of town. That's Brazilian wax right there.
Do you ever, is like being in this industry like almost kind of mobbish because the Koreans or the Asian people kind of have it locked down?
They do have it locked down, but you know, we're gonna do what we do and we're not gonna let them
they
stop
don't send
us.
You right. like That's a right. dead horse put a dead horse in your bed or
no. a half-baked egg roll
not
a dead
far.
Panda bear
and another thing that I do want to mention is in beauty supplies a lot of the hair is labeled Virgin Remy, but it is definitely not. It's all made in the machine and highly processed.
All lies.
And because there's no regulation on that, they can put whatever they want on their packaging.
Yeah, that's why true. Do Asians have it locked down like that? Why don't they just stay in their cat eating lane?
Because you buy hair now. No
they
problem.
They know that black people will spend their last to get yeah, their hair done. Because
they are the king of fake.
So why want more black people like open up shop? Well, good for you, sister. Are you a partner or are you her dude?
I'm a partner.
Your partner? Okay.
You the hump.
I'm the hidden hand behind.
Come.
Yeah, put him on the mic.
Nikki Pam has something.
What's your name, my brother?
Oh, my name is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
My dad's name is
Larry.
You're
a Capricorn?
I'm the hidden man behind. I just help out with the logistics and the website.
You get all the boxes out the car.
Larry! Put that sandwich down!
Whatever needs
Where's
to be
that
done?
Silky silk? Larry, you are acting unbelievable.
Are you guys together? Are you coming?
Sometimes, huh? I could tell. I could tell.
I mean, I've kissed her like three times.
So you guys kind of date.
Yes, we are.
Now, is that now?
You're not ready for this line.
Is he your boyfriend?
You know what they say, though. Hair today, gone tomorrow.
Huh?
We're dating.
You're dating?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Damn, he just was about to kill you. He gave you a
Say, white boy.
Nikki Pam had a question about the hair.
That's good you guys doing business together.
I was just feeling it, and I noticed that it's a lot. You know, sometimes when you buy these, what is it, wefts. They're kind of thin. Your hair has a lot of hair on it.
It has a lot of body.
Yeah, a lot of body.
It's girthy, fam.
Same thing she said.
Has a lot, a little thickness on it. That's
well,
thick.
My friend.
It's
you know, thick. I don't even know what to say, but yeah.
So you saying you like it thick?
Yeah, I do like it thick, though.
You do like it thick?
Sweetie, yes. So speed it out. I'm just saying.
I got it thick. It's motherfucking thick. Trust your boy.
Oh, yeah. What is it called, weft?
The weft.
If I wouldn't race,
a lot of.
Yeah, our wefted hair is actually between 3.9 and 4.3 ounces. A lot of companies also advertise that they're sending out 4 ounces of hair, and it's really closer to 3.5, but they know people don't have scales in their houses.
Well, black people do.
Speak for yourself.
Shit.
This segment brought to you by Arm & Hammer and cocaine.
Hey, bitch, weigh that hair. Get your thumb off the scale.
How long you been
put the coke on this side, put the weed on that side.
Officially been in business for about 7 months now. But I've been in the hair industry for
I like Larry. Yeah. Larry's a one answer dude.
Yeah. Okay, so 7 months.
So you like her?
Yeah.
So y'all going to be together?
Yeah.
So how's business been for you the past 7 months?
Business is slowly growing. Every month we get more and more customers, but you know, we can always use more.
All okay. fans will go to the Magic Hair site and purchase some hair. www.magichair.
And let them know that Reach Around Radio. Could our listeners get a deal?
Yes, and we actually have a discount code right now. It's MLK2012, and that's a 10% discount code that is good until the 20th. And if you add us on Facebook or Twitter, we post our discount codes on there probably about every week. So. Okay.
And in the words of Larry,
So if you're interested in ordering product from MagicHairCompany.com, don't forget, use your discount code, which is MLK2012, and leave a comment. Let them know that you heard about them on Reach Around Radio.
Tell me you want the hair with the girth on it.
And thank you so much for looking out and coming by and supporting Reach Around. We really do appreciate that.
Of course, we always want to support.
Can I get a bag of 1B, Remy?
A 1B, Remy. Can we ask our sponsor the question of the day?
Yes. Yeah, you have any traditional family sayings?
What did you grow up with, Larry?
Yeah, what did you grow up with?
Well, I don't have a traditional one, but a saying that I've always latched on to is think smarter, not harder.
Okay.
Think smarter.
Not hard, Speedy. Think smarter.
Yeah, because I'll be thinking hard.
Get it done. Run, nigga, run. She going to beat you.
My brain hurts.
Well, it's been a good show.
Great show.
It goes by so fast.
Yeah, it's fun.
We want to stay for What do you got planned for the week, Pietis?
What's today? Monday?
Monday. It's Monday.
Of course, grinding. You know, I'm a Negro. Okay.
Have you had some medicinal?
No, I had some of this Moscato.
Medicinal Moscato.
Yeah, just, you know, working, getting business handled. That's about it.
And how do people get in touch with you?
You can find me on Twitter at OG Poetess or on Facebook at OG Poetess. And don't forget to visit our Facebook page, Reach Around Radio. And don't forget to visit Magic Hair Company's Facebook page. They also have a page as well. And that's where you can find me.
RT?
I will be performing.
I'm sorry, white boy.
Thank you. Addressing by my proper name. Thank you. yeah, I'll be doing a couple shows here and there. I think Laugh Factory tomorrow. And TDP, you're going to be up in Maverick Flats Wednesday, right?
Wednesday night.
I think I might try to swing through there.
I'm going to go through. Can I go up? That. Of course.
Coolio. Please, I'll be filming more videos, so please check mine out. Again, it's what shit white execs say to George Lucas about Red Tails. It's funny. On YouTube, so comment and like it, and you can look me up on Facebook and YouTube, RT Steckel Comedy. So look me up.
And fuck the motherfucker that hacked my Twitter. I got it back, bitch.
What do they say? I'm working out. Yeah. I'm at the gym. I'm eating healthy. I'm paying my child support. Stuff like that.
They were sending shit every hour.
Somebody like, face lies.
Was like, yo, lies. Speed, you finally doing it. I'm like, That ain't me. Bitch, motherfucker.
Speaking of Red Tails, real quick, you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
This Friday, The Rave, formerly Magic Johnson Theaters, the Reach Around Radio crew will be in the building to support Red Tails at the 7:30 p.m. showing. So meet us outside at 7:30.
Friday?
Bring your own bottle. Bring your own weed. No, I'm just playing.
Sneak it in.
Only kidding.
Parking upstairs.
The Magic Town. Okay.
Yeah. We could put the liquor in Poetess Cleavage. But anyway.
Right.
So definitely hit us up. It's been a great show. I had a great time. I haven't got there. It was me first.
Nobody cares. It's fine. Anyway.
Claudia.
I'm going bowling tonight at Penn's in North Hollywood for our girl Rona, her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Rona.
Yes, should be nice. And
her and Drew Brees have the same birthday.
Really? You know, all famous dudes.
Football.
And I might go to Miami this week. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe.
But follow me on Twitter at Claudia Jordan.
Must be nice.
Maybe Miami.
I need to do a shoot down there, so. But anyways, just thanks for the support. And I got a really good potential lead on a really good sponsor on my Facebook today. Someone who really wants to come up with some good money for us.
Nice.
So,
way to go, Claudia.
Yes. So we're going to work out.
Some of the great quotes. Money goes hand to hand like a woman goes to man to man.
Whoa, I like that one.
You never know who's going to have to bring you a drink of water one day. Same as you kiss on the way up. I know I fucked that up.
I got one. What? The toes you step on today may be attached to the ass you have to kiss tomorrow. Yeah.
Those are great lines.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, Mavericks Flat. Man. Guys, come on out. It's been incredible. We've been having ladies' night for the last couple of Wednesdays, and Lewis has been getting hit on.
Wednesday nights, and he don't know how to handle it, so.
He don't want no pussy.
Got all nervous.
Nervous, for real, for real.
It's been a great show. Shout out to all people in the back, that make it hot.
Wow.
My man Donald, my number one son. Number one son.
Jesus Christ.
Number one son. Miracle. Thank you.
Tiffany.
And DJ Lightskin Supreme.
Always in your ear.
Had to rescue that nigga today.
Yeah, and I heard you ran out of gas.
You ran out of gas.
And we got to thank Nikki Pam as well.
And Nikki Pisney.
And Nikki Pam.
Everybody have a great week. Scrabble we'll catch you back
Please
here.
Look out for Nikki Pam.
And our sponsor.
Thursday.
Magic
our
Hair. Let me get some black hair.
Magic Hair.
Magic Hair Company. You
get
guys
with
have
it.
A great week.